Good evening. Want to welcome you back inside the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. My name is Nate Gonner. So happy to have you along for tonight's program. It is now time for the announcement of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And for the first time in our program's history, we are at the bowling alley as Colin Zira Jr. on the Washington Demon bowling team joins me as our Athlete of the Week. And let's look back at Colin's week. He put together the highest two-game individual score of the season for the Washington Demons Saturday at Lebowski's Rockin' Bowl. He posted individual scores of 210 and 218 out of a possible 300 points and anchored the team during the Baker's rounds, helping the Demons lead wire to wire over the Fairfield Trojans 2,663 to 2,604. After going winless last season, the Washington Demon boys bowling team has won 5 meets this season, 2 inside the Southeast Conference. And we're joined by Colin Zier, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Colin, congratulations on the honor, young man. And your team's success on the lanes, in my opinion, with what's going on right now with the wrestling team, the girls basketball team having an improved season, this might be the most overlooked storyline of the winter sports season, your guys' success here at the lanes. What are your thoughts on your team's season to this point?
We've really grown a lot since last year. We came in really ready to learn this year, and it's really helped out, and we're definitely getting there.
Now, you guys started something different this season with your practice regimen. Normally, I was joining you guys in the afternoons. Now it's 7 in the morning. I know you guys are here much earlier than that, but you guys have moved your practice up quite significantly. What's that been like, you know, practicing in the morning, and have you guys seen a difference in that?
We're a lot fresher than we were in the afternoon. Like, if we had to go to school and then go to practice afterwards, we were exhausted and we didn't really want to be there. But now we're just, like, sleep tired. Now we're good to go, though. Our bodies are fresh, and it's definitely showing that it's helping.
I've mentioned this on numerous interviews with your coaches, but contrary to what is shown on television, bowling's actually a very exciting sport, especially if you're here at the lanes. As a bowler, do you like the raucous atmosphere, or would you kind of want a quieter atmosphere?
I like it louder because it's easier to get into, and the more you get into it, the more, like, everything builds on each other. And if it builds on strikes, they just keep going, and it's more fun.
We're talking with Colin Zier. He is a junior on the Washington Demon bowling team. He joins us today as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. 2 of your 5 wins, Colin, have come against the rivals in Mount Pleasant and Fairfield, 2 teams that I know you guys struggled with last season. How nice is it to have those feathers in your cap this season?
Feels really good to finally beat them because it's the first time we've beat them since even my freshman year, and they're always a good competition. They're cool kids, but had to take them down this year.
Since last season, your dad, Chad, has been one of the assistant bowling coaches on the team, and I feel he has contributed immensely to your guys' growth. What is it like having your dad at all the practices and coaching you up in that sense?
He's coached me all throughout my sports in my younger years, so it's kind of used to it, but at the same time, it's more intense now, and I actually really like it.
We're talking with Colin Zier, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. Colin, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they talk a lot about their core values, honesty, respect, dependability. One of mine is accountability. If you're not accountable for your actions, you can't get really anywhere in life. For you, what are some of your core values, and who are some of the people that instilled those in you?
I'd say responsibility and just owning up for what you know you did wrong, and honesty. And my dad 100% instilled all those in me.
As far as Coach Reiger, Coach Tizer, is there anything that you have learned from them as far as core values?
Just have fun when it comes down to it. It's a sport, and just enjoy what you're doing. Otherwise, it's pointless.
Talking with Colin Zier, a junior on the Washington Demon bowling team. He is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. Now, Colin, I don't know how the 210 and 218 ranks as far as your overall best score that you've ever done. I think last year you bowled at 253 potentially in a meet. Practice or just having fun, what has been the highest score that you've ever recorded on 10 frames of bowling?
A few weeks ago in league on Saturday morning, I had a 263.
Closing in on 300, that very, very close. One of the other sports that you're actually involved in at Washington Community Schools is baseball, and I know that you're very passionate about that. And just like the bowling team, I think there's potential there for a turnaround here in 2016 after just winning 6 games last season. When the month ends, how anxious are you to get started with the duties of baseball?
I can't wait. It's coming fast, and I'm just super excited.
Junior year is kind of known as the year where you start making plans post-high school. school? Have you thought about a college and what type of major you want to do after high school?
Not sure where I want to go, but I want to do something in business administration or management.
Final question I have for you, Colin. What are some of your goals academically and athletically for the rest of your junior year?
I like to maintain above 3.75 and at the same time, like, give all my effort to my sport and give my team everything that I can.
He's doing that right now is Colin Zier and the Washington Demon Bowling Team. They are 5-5 this season. They went 0-8 a season ago, probably the most overlooked storyline of the winter sports season. Colin Zier joins us here as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Colin, can't thank you enough for the time, man, and want to wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
This week's honorable mention Athlete of the Week was hard to pass up for our actual Athlete of the Week, but Kyoto Zach Mosel just missed the cut for this week's honor as he had quite a week in front of him on the basketball court for the Kyoto Eagles. 25 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and a 73-65 victory Saturday night against Holy Trinity. Before that, he had put together 10 points, 3 assists, and 5 steals in a 62-26 victory at English Valleys last Thursday. Congratulations, Zach, on a great honor and being this week's honorable mention Athlete of the Week. And congratulations again to Colin Zier, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week.